when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you Blood River Radio people out there in the world, whoever, wherever you are. We really love you out there in the Blood River Radio family. If you got anybody out there that's listening that's not in our family, we'd like to recruit you in here. But anyway, it looks like it's April the 24th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2021. Also, you know what? We just barely missed Adolf Hitler's birthday. His birthday was the 20th of this month, and I'll say it, I've said it before, and I'm going to double, triple down. Adolf Hitler was better than any politician that we probably had in my lifetime. He most certainly is. You know, there's been so many lies told about him and the Nazis. It's just volumes of lies told about them. But, you know, people, last week we had General Nick Glasnevik on. We were supposed to have Dr. Tom Sunick, but we had a little snafu there, couldn't get him on. And he told us a lot of stuff was going on in Croatia, in Russia, in Ukraine. And it's really getting heated up over there. In fact, he blessed me with a phone call a couple of days ago, and the general said that he's had a couple of his men wounded over there. So evidently, there's stuff going on over there on the Ukrainian-Russian border we're not getting in the news over here. So keep your prayers for General Nick and all his crew over there. Well, tonight, people, we have one of my all-time favorite people on, my brother, your brother, a guy who fights in the trenches for you, all you white European people, and he's been doing it for over 25 years, and his name is Dr. Michael Hill. He is the director of the League of the South, and everybody listens to Blood River Radio. You know him all full well, and you know the drill on Blood River Radio. We always start the show with a prayer, and Dr. Hill is going to grace us. He's going to bless us by giving us the prayer. So anyway, go ahead, take it away, Dr. Hill.
All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day to serve you. We pray that you'll give us the strength to do so and the wisdom. We pray you'll clearly identify the path for us that we're to take. Let us be your servants from the day that we first set foot on this earth until the day we departed. And all the days in between, Father, give us the strength and wisdom, as I said, to do the work that you set before us, and let us count it for joy and blessing that you have put us in such a chaotic day. Let us overcome the evil that faces us, and let us usher in the good in a society in which our people, your people, can thrive and prosper. And we ask these and all other blessings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen to that, Dr. Hill. Thank you so much, Dr. Hill, for sending that prayer.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't have a better representative for Blood River Radio. And you people out there, you are listening to Blood River Radio. Probably forgot to tell you that. I really always get really wound up and excited when Dr. Hill comes on. You listen, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and Dr. Hill is the general. He is our leader here, buddy. So anyway, Dr. Hill's going to bring us up to date on what's going on with the court date, with the League of the South, and other things that he wants to talk about, and hot items in the news. Anyway, go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Well, first of all, let me say I'm glad to hear that my friend General Nick and Dr. Tom Sunick, both the two Croatian friends of mine, are both doing well. Can't wait to see them again. They're both fine gentlemen. But I guess the biggest piece of news I have is a couple of weeks ago, I received notice from my attorney in Charlottesville that the judge there in the federal district court had denied our motion for summary judgment to be dismissed from the case that we're involved in right now, Sines versus Kessler. And we will, if nothing happens, we'll go to trial set right now for October the 25th, later this year. And, you know, we'll be there on the front lines facing down the enemy. So, you know, we're going to need your prayers. We're going to need your moral support. And we're going to need your physical and your monetary support. We have a great opportunity here to get our side of this narrative out, the true side, you know, the people who actually are prosecuting this case against us, the legal team, a big Jew law firm out of New York with a lot of money behind it. But these folks weren't even there. You know, we were there. We know what the narrative is. We know the true story of Charlottesville. And if nothing happens, there should be a documentary on Charlottesville produced by our side out. If it's not already, I've got to talk to one of the guys that's helping finance this pretty soon and see when it's coming out. Maybe already out, but it's going to help establish the correct narrative of what happened in Charlottesville too. But we're going to need your support, and between now and then, we'll, you know, be trying to raise some money and be telling everybody what they can further do to help us win this case. And if you want to keep up with it, it's Sines, S-I-N-E-S, versus Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R. And my chief of staff, Mike Tubbs, and I, as well as the League of the South as an organization, are defendants in this case, along with a couple of dozen others, individuals and organizations, most of which, as far as the organizations go, are now defunct or have changed their names or simply gone out of business. But thanks to the grace of God and the support of our members and those out there who support us, we've managed to stay with our heads above water, and God willing, we'll emerge from this thing victorious.
You know, Dr. Hill, I was just thinking, it's a really surreal, I probably overuse that word a lot, surreal, but since, you know, that August, that fateful day in August the 12th of 2017, it seemed like our people, if you want to call, I don't like the term alt-right, I like the hard right. As we identify ourselves on this show, it's hard right. Dr. Hill's hard right, I'm hard right. But it seemed like we were at our peak of power then, our peak of influence nationwide, until Charlottesville. And, you know, after the Battle of Charlottesville, it seems like everything has just disintegrated, Dr. Hill, except for the League of the South. I don't know of any other organization out there that's really around except the League of the South. And I know we've been wounded. You know, you could say the Klan is alive and well, but, you know, they've never have been as militant as we have. And I would say that we were probably only the League of the South, I guess you'd say the only, I don't know another word to use, combat arm out there that, you know, that we're ready to get self-defense and exercise our rights, as like you said, as free men on a street open to foot traffic going into Lee Park. You know, we were ready to do that anywhere in the United States as free men, but it seems like our movement, our people, have just been scattered to the four winds, Dr. Hill. And I say the reason for that is just a lack of courage, Dr. Hill.
Well, part of it, I know we lost some people in the league because they were afraid that they would get pulled into this. And I reassured them that the only two people that have been sued by name are the chief of staff and the president, Mike Tubbs and I. And the organization is being sued as an organization, not as a bunch of individuals. But still, you know, a lot of people were afraid. And, you know, when the smell of the cordite hit their nostrils, they went looking for cover. But we knew this was going to be a hard fight. It was October the 12th, exactly 2 months after Charlottesville happened, that we received notice of the lawsuit that we're in right now. So it was pretty much a foregone conclusion. This was what the enemy was going to do, use this as an excuse to practice what we call lawfare against us, because that's where they're the strongest, you know. They can't physically fight you. They can use words and legal concepts and a lot of fancy lawyer language. But, you know, when it boils right down to it, this is a fight about, you know, who's telling the truth about what happened in Charlottesville. And as I said, we have the true narrative. All you have to do is look at the video from there, and you can see what was happening. You can talk to witnesses, many, many hundreds of witnesses who were there. You can get the word of cops who testified in various cases and who wrote reports for their in their official capacity as policemen in Charlottesville that none of this stuff that they say about us is true, that we didn't come up there to cause a riot or any kind of disturbance at all. So, you know, what we're dealing with here, just to be very blunt about it, is a yet more Jew lies. And that's their currency. That's what they use, and that's what they're using against us, a false narrative to try and destroy us. They've already managed to destroy a lot of the other hard right organizations, and we're pretty much the last one standing. And I don't plan on going down. By the grace of God, we're going to stand in one form or another against this. And I just appreciate all the people out there who have supported us through this so far. And now is no time to stop. Now's the time to get even more serious, because we're going through with this. We're going through with it right to the end. And we're going to emerge in some shape or form that's effective, I pray, on the other side of it.
Yes, sir. Dr. Hill, you probably can hear the news. I'll tell people about our new system as soon as we come back from this break. But I hear the music. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to go right back to Dr. Michael Hill as soon as we come back from this break.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Dear Blood River Radio people, we're right back with Blood River Radio, and it's April the 24th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. Jesus Christ, the only name under the sun which men can be saved. And with that, I would like to thank you again, Dr. Hill, for opening up our show with a prayer. It's always an honor, because, you know, you're a man among men. You're not only a warrior, but you're a hardcore Christian. And, you know, I think what we are in such a desperate situation now, Dr. Hill, and I bet you'll agree that I think that prayer and God Almighty save me us is our only way out of here. And before I ask a few questions, Dr. Hill, in a case we've got a few people that hadn't been listening very long to Blood River and don't know much about what happened in Charlottesville, if you don't mind, why don't you tell them why we were in Charlottesville, why all the other alt-right people were there, what our mission was, and a little bit about what happened, if you don't mind, Dr. Hill. And then I'll ask you some questions.
Sure. The city of Charlottesville was going to remove a great monumental statue of Robert E. Lee that was had been located there for many, many years, about a century. And we were asked to come up there by Jason Kessler, who organized what at the time was called the Unite the Right rally, with a lot of other individuals and organizations to participate in the program there at what, you know, at the time was called Lee Park. Mr. Kessler got a permit from the city. It was upheld by a federal judge. City tried to renege on it, and a federal judge upheld the permit. So, you know, we were going to a permitted event there, and I had been asked to speak, to be one of the speakers. And we were on our way to Lee Park. And just to make a long story short, there were a huge mass of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and other anarchists and communists that were barring our way. And the cops stood down and would not do anything to help us get through them to get to the park. So we were just kind of left on our own, and they were already filling in behind us. We had a column of about 400 people marching down East Market Street from the parking garage where we all met for safety purposes. The parking garage was right by a police station, so we figured our cars would probably be safe there, and they were. And we got a bunch of different groups to meet us there so we could go in mass. Because we thought if we, you know, went in, you know, in as individuals or by groups of two or three, we'd be set upon and you know, probably killed or at least severely attacked. So we thought there was strength in numbers. So we had a column of about 400 people made up of various organizations, as I said, most of which are no longer in existence. But Mike Tubbs and I led the column down the street, and we got there, and we saw that there were not going to be any cops to help us. So we stopped and motioned for the people in front of us to move aside so we could get to the park peacefully. Well, they started throwing stuff at us and cussing us and locked arms and, you know, would refuse to get out of the street. And they were already filling in behind us and from the sides, as I said, so turning around and trying to get out of there was you know, a futile thing to try to do. And we'd already come that way, that far, and we weren't turning around anyway. So we were going to exercise our right to free assembly and free speech. And so we busted through them and got to the park, and there was a general melee in the street there when they attacked our people trying to get into the park, and they tried to get in the park and attack our people all day long. And we set up on the steps where most of the Antifa and Black Lives Matter people were located and blocked their entry into the park because they were trying to come in and basically raise hell among the people who were there with a permit to have a demonstration or to have a rally. And the cops the whole time just stood down, state cops, city cops, everybody who was there. I mean, they just folded their arms and let it happen. And what happened was that Antifa and Black Lives Matter basically started throwing, you know, everything from rocks to bottles of urine and feces to tear gas at us. And finally, the cops or the governor declared it to be a riot and drove us back out into the middle of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and told us to get out there the best we could. So, I mean, there were all kind of fights that broke out. And so that's where all this stems from. And, you know, I was there. I was right in front and center of everything that happened that day. I saw it. I know what happened. I know what the true story is and what the defendants or what the plaintiffs in this case that we're involved in are saying is absolutely BS, that we came up there to conspire to create the situation for a riot and to deprive them of their civil rights, which is what we're being sued for. It's all just one big Jew lie. That's what it is. So we'll see what happens in a court of law, however.
You know, Dr. Hill made some great points for our audience. Once we were going in, and you made a great point, the enemy was filling in behind us and on both sides, and as well as in front of us. It reminded me of what Colonel David Hackworth once said. He's deceased now, bless his heart. He said, "You always take more casualties from mortars and artillery when you're retreating down a hill than you do when you're going forward." He said, "You have to keep going forward, forward, forward once you come under attack like that." Had you, if all of a sudden decided we couldn't go in because of the resistance we were meeting, you know, in the front of us, I think it would have been total chaos. People in the back of the column, our column, would not have known what was going on. And I think it would have broken down and probably just a lot more casualties than what we had. I really do. And Dr. Hill and Michael Tubb did a marvelous job leading us in and out. And Dr. Hill is right. It was just a total chaos up there. I don't know what kept more of our people, especially from being severely wounded. And before I ask a few questions, you know, Dr. Hill told you people, the city and the state tried to cancel the rights, the First Amendment right of the people, we the people, to assemble peaceably and for a redress of grievances and to a peaceful demonstration. That's what we did. They tried to cancel our legal permit by God Almighty, Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution, and the God of the Bible gives us as free men that right. A federal judge came in and reiterated that right and ordered the city to stand down in the state. Well, they didn't. The city and the state violated that judge's order. And Dr. Hill, I'm still wondering to this day why the mayor, the chief of police, the head honcho of the state police, and the governor are not in jail for contempt of court. I what do you think about that, Dr. Hill?
Well, they've all got political protection. They're all leftists, and they've got political protection. Virginia has basically become a blue state, and certainly enclaves like Charlottesville have always been blue, meaning that they, you know, leftist communist. So, you know, the local jurisdiction there was is such that they didn't have anything to worry about. Nobody was going to prosecute them. The feds were certainly not going to the Department of Justice. So this it turned out, you know, we didn't know it at the time, but it turned out to be a setup, just like the January the 6th so-called insurrection at the Capitol did. I mean, it was a setup from start to finish. But, you know, that said, it was certainly a legitimate purpose for which we were there. The League has been involved for entire existence in upholding and defending our Southern cultural inheritance, and this was just another attempt to do that. We thought it was worth our people going to that to show up and defend the Lee statue, and I was certainly going to give a speech there to that effect. We had done the same thing in New Orleans back in May when they were taking the statues down there. So, you know, we've done these kinds of things as a matter of course. But it was a setup. Yeah, it was. And there was no way once we got there that we were turning around. First of all, it was a matter of our right to be there, and we were not going to surrender those rights. And secondly, it would have been dangerous, as you pointed out, to try to turn that column around. It would have been mass confusion. And probably would have gotten a lot of people injured and probably some people killed. Because what they were throwing at us already were dangerous objects. And they had us outnumbered, too. So
yes,
we
they
took
did.
The offensive, and we took the offensive and I think saved some lives on our behalf.
Yes, we did. We marched over them going in, and we marched over their tails coming out. People, we got to go to a quick break, and we're going to the next segment with Dr. Hill as soon as we come back. So hold on to your seats. Bye bye.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, are demanding answers following the deadly shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. He was killed on Wednesday while sheriff's deputies were serving a drug-related warrant. They're angry because police body cam footage hasn't been released yet. Passwatank County Sheriff Tom Wooten.
Bear with us. I hear you. I hear you. I hear your pain. I know that the community is hurting.
Seven sheriff's deputies have been placed on leave. Three have resigned, but not because of Brown's death. They're now calling for stronger actions after the killing of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Ex-officer Kim Potter supposedly mistook her handgun for her taser, but she fatally shot Dante Wright. She's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. Family attorney Thomas Bowers.
You're looking at modern-day lynchings that are caught on camera.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden says he'll attend the G7, NATO, and European Union summits in June. This will be his first trip overseas as president. Biden will first attend the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall, Britain. He will also hold bilateral meetings with fellow G7 leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He will then travel to Brussels to participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Meanwhile, Biden is meeting in Washington next month with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders have spoken twice by phone. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to new sex trafficking charges filed last month related to allegations that she procured underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. She previously pleaded not guilty to 6 counts of participating in a sex trafficking network run by Epstein. If convicted, she faces up to 35 years in prison. She's scheduled to stand trial in July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you emphasis.
Well, dear people, we're right back. You're listening to the one and only Dr. Michael Hill, General Hill, who is the director of the League of the South, who's probably about the only organization left for white Christian Americans left in the United States that hadn't been destroyed by Zog since the Faithful Day in Charlottesville. But we're gonna go back to Dr. Hill. But Dr. Hill, before I forget, I know, how can people help the League of the South, help with this lawsuit? What can people do that are listening to this show right now, Dr. Hill, to help you and the League of the South?
Well, first of all, they can pray for us. You know, as we talked about earlier, prayer is a very potent thing when done rightly. So pray for us. But go to our website, and you'll find a way to contact us there by email and by phone. And we have had other social media outlets, but social media is not very friendly to us, so we keep getting shut down. We don't have access to electronic payment systems like PayPal or anything like that. We've lost a bank account or two because of who we are. And so, you know, you really have to support us if you're going to do it financially the old fashioned way. And that is just, you know, send a check or money order to our office, which works, you know, it still works. That's a great old fashioned way of doing things. It's not as quick, but it works. We're going to need your financial support. We're going to need your prayers. And, you know, we're going to need your physical support in your communities and in your streets eventually. Because, you know, that this battle, this war, really is going to be won not only in the minds and hearts of our people, but it's going to be won out in the streets as well. Whoever controls the streets is going to control the reality of this situation. The left, the communists, and that's what they are, they thrive on their main currency, which is lies. Their whole system is, of course, built on that, and this is just another manifestation of it, the Charlottesville fiasco. But spread the truth, you know. Find out what the truth about Charlottesville is, and we have a lot of information on our website, www.leagueofthesouth.com, where you can go and find articles that lay out, you know, the truth about Charlottesville and a lot of other things that are connected with it. So, you know, be an advocate for the truth and get yourself and your household in shape for the coming battle. The battle's already here. A lot of white folks out there are kind of late for it, don't realize it's going on, but it is. Trust me, it's going on. And it's going to get hotter and hotter as we go through time here. So get your household, get yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually ready for battle. If you're a warrior, I mean, if you want to sit this out on the sidelines and just take whatever comes, then I guess that's what you'll do. But if you're a warrior, you'll get yourself ready for this fight and see where you can best be of assistance. And as you pointed out, Eddie, you know, we're pretty much the only extant organization left after Charlottesville, and we have taken some casualties, as anyone does when they go into battle against a foe that has a lot of strength. And our enemy has a lot of financial strength and legal strength and things such as that. And that's the battlefield we're on right now, so we expected to take some casualties in that. But this is a long-term battle. This is a long-term war. This is the latest battle in it. We do need to win it, though, and we can't win it without the help of millions and millions, tens of millions of white folks out there who, to be quite honest, we're standing in the breach for. You know, we're fighting the battle on the front line, and if they want to participate in this fight, this is how they can do it right now. Don't go out and do something stupid yourself. We have a legitimate battle here. So contact us, and we'll try to put you to work helping out as best you can.
Dr. Hill, give that website one more time for the League of the South.
All right, it's just very simple, www.leagueofthesouth.com.
Yes, sir. And they can't send. Also, give us, if you will, give us the, was the post office box there where they can send checks, money orders, and stuff? Is the post office box, I assume it's on the website, Dr. Hill?
Yeah, it is, but I'll go ahead and tell everybody if they want to write it down and just drop us a check or money order in the mail. It's League of the South, of course, P.O. Box 760, P.O. Box 760, and that's in the little town of Killen, K-I-L-L-E-N, Alabama, 35645. So if you can help us out and want to do it with a check in the mail right away, that's where you can send it. Just make it payable to the league. And on that little four line down there in the bottom left-hand corner of your check, just put for legal expenses or legal fund, whatever. So.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hill, for that information. And people, I'd like to reiterate, even stronger than Dr. Hill said. Dr. Hill's kind of modest at times, but you know, the League of the South is, to my knowledge, and you know, I've been in this business, well, I guess acting independently since 1958, from the streets of South Memphis. And you know, like I tell people, I had my postdoctorate in race relationships by the 1959. You know, I knew exactly what the difference between the races, and I found out the hard
right.
way. I'll tell you people a little story. When I was 12 years old, I had a model. It was a 19. I still remember what it said, Dr. Hill. It said 1901, United States government and 38 special cartridges. I slept with that under my pillow. This is a 12-year-old, and I had a shotgun that they don't know, they no longer make. It was a Belgian-made Sweet 16 Brownie. I had it stoked up with high brass sixes. That's for rabbits and squirrels, but you will not believe what a high brass six will do at 10 or 12 paces. You have to see what it'll do to believe it. And I needed it, too. It was bad. I'm not kidding you. But the League of the South right now, and I know I'm repeating myself, is the only organization, to my mind, in the United States that does what it does. It stands in the breaches to support white Christian people. And that's the only ones. We're the only ones left. And when it hits the fan, and it's going, well, it's already hitting the fan, people. But the league, what's so important about that, in my opinion, is the organizational structure is already there. The leadership structure is there. They've been there for over 25 years. And we need leaders to rally around. We just can't have a mob of people all over the United States, going out into the streets on their own. It's coming to that, I guarantee you. But it'd behoove us if we did have some leadership structure to give us, advice, what to do, the beans, Band-Aids, boots, and bullets, and all the other stuff. And the League of the South is there to do that. And you can always contact the League of the South, and they can answer your questions. And I'm a proud member of the League of the South. And we can help you in any way we can. But Dr. Hill's been in this business. He's been official business, for years and years and years. And he's a very smart guy, too. He's
Well, I appreciate those kind words, Eddie. Yeah, I appreciate those kind words. It is kind of tough because we never envisioned the league, until we really needed it being a huge organization. What I wanted to do was kind of like what Germany did after the Treaty of Versailles, restricted it to a 100,000-man army, which sounds like a lot, but it's not. But the Germans basically trained 100,000 officers. And when they did that, they did it for a purpose. They knew that they could flesh out the army with enlisted men whenever the time came, but training officers is a different story. What the league is, what we tried to do is to take dedicated Southern nationalists and teach them how to organize on the local level, what they need to do. So when people do start looking for places that they need to join when times get hard, and they're getting hard, we can offer them something that is, organizationally sound. We're not perfect. I'm not trying to say that, but we do have an organization. We do have leadership that's tried and true and proven. We have some resources, but we have a potentially huge base of supporters and members out there who I think when the time is right, and as I said, I think the time is getting right.
Thank you, Jay.
That we'll just open the doors and invite these people in. So.
People, we're going right back to a quick break. I had lost Dr. Hill just for a minute. In case you people don't know, they're having a hellacious storm down there in Florida. We're broadcasting out of Florida tonight. They don't call them the hurricanes for nothing. Be right back, people, at this break.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of this means anything to you, and it should. then please say so with your money as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Well, dear people, we're right back. Unfortunately, this is the last segment we have with Dr. Hill. He is the head honcho. He's the director of the League of the South, has been for many years, and we're going to go right back to him. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Well, you know, one of the things we were talking about off air there for a few minutes was the court system today is as corrupt as any other institution in the country. And it's been corrupted in large part by Jewish influence, of course. And I think that we've begun to see that in situations like the policeman up in Minneapolis here being convicted of manslaughter and I think second degree murder and maybe one other charge, three murder charges for one death. That seems excessive, but I think if you're a white man today, and particularly a traditional conservative Christian white man, that you're not going to get a fair shake in the court system, particularly in what we might call blue states or blue cities, very leftist-oriented places, because the justice system is used, and I use the term justice guardedly, of course, is used to punish your enemies and reward your friends. And, of course, justice is supposed to be blind, and it's supposed to operate according to facts. But you don't see a lot of that anymore. That's why I'm so concerned about people pushing our narrative, the narrative of truth, about what happened in Charlottesville, because the other side's narrative is basically what their complaint is in the lawsuit. And when I sat down and read that lawsuit back in October of 2017, when I got it, I said, I can't believe this. You know, this is just made up stuff. You know, it's just not true. And, you know, one of the reasons that our attorney thought that we might be dismissed from the case is because the opposition, the plaintiff's attorneys, really don't have much of a case against us, if you want to know the truth. Have a lot of anecdotal evidence that, you know, people saying things in emails and on other social media. But, you know, the thing is, can you convince a jury? It's not about justice. It's not about truth. It's about being able to argue well enough to convince a jury to come down on your side of the ledger. And that's probably what we're going to be up against. Certainly not a court system I have a great deal of faith in.
And if we can get, I mean, I don't even know, Dr. Hill, I don't even have any faith in juries anymore. And I'm not, I don't want to sound too pessimistic or, you know, really doom and gloom. But, I mean, even if you convince, I know people right here in Memphis that, and I don't like to say I that hate my guts just for the way I believe. They've known me for years. They know who I am. And I'll go ahead and tell my and vouch myself. I'm a righteous person. I'm courageous. I'm honest. I mean, I swear, I try to do everybody right. but they absolutely hate me for the way I feel. One of the people I used to run with all the time, we came back, we were back from Charlottesville about a week, and they heard me on the old political cesspool, and they said they just broke down and cried because they couldn't believe the way I went to Charlottesville and the way I thought. But you know, before I forget, that's true. They actually cried. And is going to be real quick. I forgot to say this earlier. I'd just like to give a shout out to all the guys that were at the Shield. You mentioned the Shield Wall earlier. I know I'm going backtracking, but that day, August the 12th, 2017, the Shield Walls, also, those young guys, and some of them were in prison right now for our people out there. A lot of our people out there don't have enough guts to stand up and do a damn thing. These young kids, 18, 19, 20, 21, we're up there with that Shield Wall, and they prevented a death of a lot of people. But I'd like to give them a shout-out before we go before I go further. You said something else, Dr. Hill, the court system. I mean, look at this. Can you believe we had a congresswoman, this Maxine, Mad Maxine Waters, gets in a government plane at our money to use our money to fight us to fly all the way up to Minneapolis, St. Paul, to get in the streets, and then she calls for a riot. She's saying she wants a riot. She's telling the news people, well, they ask her, what do you got to do? What are you recommending? We got to get in the street. We got to stay in the street. And basically, she was saying, we got to raise hell. And you know, the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter are saying, if they don't get the verdict they want, they're going to burn the whole country. They're going to burn it down. And they did. They're done in Portland, in Seattle, in Washington, D.C., in New Orleans, and every damn well else they go. And yet she got by with that, and not that I'm that great a Bush fan, but they're saying he should be, like, executed for causing a riot in D.C., and we have a sitting congressman, I'll reiterate, that flew all the way from California on a government-paid-for jet, and she's out there calling for an insurrection, and how does anybody think that could have been a fair trial, Dr. Hill? Because, I mean,
I don't think it was. I don't think the evidence really mattered in it. He was going to be a political. His whole case was politicized, and he was a political victim. And Maxine Waters has immunity. You know, she is a Negro woman, a leftist, a communist. She's not going to be prosecuted for what she does. We will be. She won't. It's a double standard. And if all you white folks out there are satisfied with it, just sit there and become a victim of it. And if you don't think it's right, do something about it. We're giving you a chance to help do something about it here.
Yes, yes, you are, Dr. Hill. And God bless you. Let me ask you a question, Dr. Hill, before I go to another one. What if we lose this lawsuit, Dr. Hill, that you're going back up, you and our brother Michael Tubbs? What if we lose? I hate to say it, but I'm not that pessimistic, Dr. Hill. So what's after we lose that? Then what? What are the consequences? I know they're trying. You know, they're hell bound to destroy the league. We all know that.
Well, yeah, that's the purpose. They've already said. They've said that, Eddie. That the purpose is to break the back financially of these hard right organizations, and I think the amount that they're looking for, and I don't know if it's a total amount or it's from each defendant, is like $3 million. Oh, of course, you know, I don't know what kind of settlement they're, if they win it, I don't know what kind of settlement they're going to get. I don't know what all the ramifications will be, but, you know, it's a civil suit. It's not a criminal suit, and they can't take away my rights to free speech or free assembly. So I can still do what I'm doing. It may have to be under another name. I don't know, but I'm not going quietly. You know, I'll find a way to get my message out there and do what I've been doing for 25 years with the league, 27 years almost now. And, you know, we'll see, but, I'm not going to be deterred. I'm going to stay in the spite one way or the other.
You know, worst case scenario, Dr. Hill, I'm want our audience to know that you're on the fire line. Michael Hill's on the fire line. Excuse me. Michael Tubbs is also in the fire line. All in an indirect way, all white Christian people, even if you're not Christian, if you're Anglo-Saxon, if you're Germanic, if you're white, you're hated people. You may want to be one of these latte drinking, you know, yuppies and say, oh, well, I don't have any hate for anyone. Well, they damn sure have hate for you. And if you hadn't realized that, then there's something wrong with you. But the white people are the most hated species on earth. We're hated more than tapeworms. Now, I mean, they have this visceral hatred for us, and that hatred comes from Satan, because these people attacking us, they are their father, the devil. And so that, but Dr. Hill, worst case scenario, can, and I'm not, you know, I want people to know how much help you may need. Are they going to try to attack your property? Are they going to try
Well, yeah, that's always a possibility, because I am personally named in the suit, as is Mike Tubbs, and the league is. So you know, they're coming after me personally, Tubbs personally, and the league as an organization. So they're trying to destroy all three of us. So.
And once again, I want people to know what's just, I want our audience, Dr. Hill, to know just what's at stake here. And, you know, if worse comes to worse, I hope everybody that's listening to, in this listening audience, even if you have to give the widow's mite, dig till it hurts, give till it hurts, because Dr. Hill and his and Michael Tubbs, they have given till it hurts. Dr. Hill's given, like he said, 27 years of his life leading his organization. I can tell you what, it's a thankless damn organization. You know, it's a job, I guarantee double damn to you. He hadn't been doing it just, you know, for fame and money, because I know Dr. Hill, and he's not rich. I guarantee he's I'm not trying to down him, but I'll tell you what, he's not a rich man. He doesn't make money out of this thing. He's does it because it's a ministry. It's a calling from God. That's why he's doing that. You know, if I had time, I was going to say, well, I was going to talk. I have very little hope. Dr. Hill, look at these people. When people in the United States finally realize, I know we're running out of time. We got a few minutes left. When our people finally realize, and this is me saying this, the courts are just a mockery. They're a joke. They're going to prosecute us. The courts be damned. The law be damned. What's the next step for us? I mean, because I think, and this is my opinion, I'm saying sooner or later, if we're going to survive as a people, we're going to have to fix bayonets. Because if they're coming to a house near you, people, I guarantee you, and I think the League of the South is probably the only, like I said earlier, is the only structure there in America that can give vice. I know we have combat Marines. We have I've worked with a combat Marine that we can give guys. Do you have any advice? I guess I'm getting myself all tongue-tied, Dr. Hill. After this court system, if we lose this court battle and things continue to get worse, what's up next, Dr. Hill?
Well, you know, the most important right that you have is the right to live, the right to survive. And if you can't get that upheld in the court of law, then you have to look elsewhere for the protections. And sometimes that protection is yourself and your friends and your compatriots and those people who identify with you, who have a similar interest to yours, who have a similar worldview. And you simply say, no, we don't subject ourselves to your system of injustice any longer. And when that happens, then it becomes a matter of force and not a matter of legal niceties.
Amen. And you know what? I've said this on the air. I don't have my Declaration of Independence with me, but I'll skip on down. And it says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal. That means equal under the law. And with the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And then it goes on down. It says something like this, I'll paraphrase, that when any government becomes a detriment to those rights, that is the right of the people, indeed the duty of the people, to reorganize that government in a way that best suits them. Or actually, if you have to destroy that government and build a whole new one from the ground up. And that's our God-given rights. You know what? And the Second Amendment was there for a reason, people. This is me speaking, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. You need to get ready to not, when the First Amendment fails, you need to get that Second Amendment cranked up. Well, I hear the music, Dr. Hill. Thank you so much for coming on tonight, Dr. Hill. I hope we have some people to get in touch with you. I hope we can build the membership. I hope we can get some money coming in there, because God knows you need it. And the League of the South needs it if we're to continue protecting our white people in the United States. But thank you so much, Dr. Hill, for coming on. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, sir. You're welcome, and it's always my pleasure. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you, sir. People, you just got through listening to Dr. Michael Hill, the one and only Dr. Michael Hill. He's the head honcho. He's the director of the League of the South, has been for 27 years. We're getting ready to To the second hour of transition, we're going to have Monica Schaefer on and Lee Cochran. Be right back. Hold on to your seats. Get you some coffee. Be right back.